Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. It is now time for a very gunky edition. Parasitic gunky edition. No, actually, no. It's now time for a very power glove edition of Game Pass or Pass. The podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into your friends, which games to pick up that power glove, and just stroll on by. I am Corey. I am joined by the man with the toxic gunk parasite, Basher.
I got that looked at years ago, and I'm clean. So
now we know where. Now we know where you got it from. We're here to talk about the gunk. But before that, did you know that you can leave us a review on iTunes? You can rate us. You can let us know exactly what you like, what you don't like, and more people then get to listen to this show. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what we all want? Or you can shoot us a text message or a voicemail at 574-651-9256. But we are here to talk about the gunk. Here are the details.
Give me the deets.
The gunk. Developed by Image Inform, known for the SteamWorld game, SteamWorld Heist, SteamWorld Quest. This is a third-person action adventure, regularly priced at $24.99, available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, as well as PC. There are cloud saves, so you can start your game on PC, and it will carry over, vice versa. It does have Xbox Series X and S. You'll be running at 4K on the Series X and 1440p on the Series S. And there is no DLC for this game. The description is, the gunk stars Rainy, part of our duo of gritty space haulers, struggling to make a buck as they chance upon an untouched planet brimming with life. They came in search of valuable resources, and it looks like they've hit the jackpot. As they uncover the dormant secrets of a shattered civilization, they must battle the curse of a toxic gunk parasite. All while getting caught in a spiral of festering mistrust. Use your trusty power glove to reverse the corruption, uncover secrets of old, and heal the planet. Experiencing the evolving relationship of your crew as you explore this unique planet. Use your ingenuity as well as your quick reactions to overcome the challenges that await. What stories lay hidden in the mysterious, abandoned world? What does it all mean? What role can Rainy play in the fate of this evocative, moody planet? Sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith. Uncover the mystery, cleanse the gunk, save the planet. I want that on a t-shirt. Uncover the mystery, cleanse the gunk, save the planet. That was a little wordy there, guys. Who proofreads this stuff? The gunk. Let's talk about it.
You don't want the gunk on a t-shirt. By the way, did you own a power glove?
No, I never owned one. I have seen one. I've never had one on or anything, though. I did have an NES Max thing, though. That thing was awesome.
Yeah, the power glove never did it for me.
Never did it for anybody. That's the point.
The gunk, the gunk. This is one of those games that you picked.
I'm
excited for.
I was not excited about it.
You were jumping off of the walls with the gunk all over your face.
SteamWorld Quest and SteamWorld Heist, like SteamWorld Dig 2 in specific. I like the SteamWorld games. Those are all fantastic games. And this is kind of the first game from that studio that did not, it wasn't a SteamWorld game. So I was very curious about it. I wanted to check it out for that reason. And because SteamWorld Dig 2 is just a fantastic video game, and I absolutely love that game. So I was very interested for that reason.
Yeah, I can't say this game really held my attention for a while. I mean, to me, to sum up this game, hold R. Just hold R. Just hold R a lot. So the premise is essentially this gunk is all over the planet, and you have to follow the tubes of these energy tubes to figure out where this energy source is coming from, so you can go home and power up things, I guess. Who knows? Who cares? But this black goo is everywhere, and you just have to hold down R on it for like 3 or 4 hours. And I just don't. This is not gameplay.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would definitely go that far. This you don't do the things like this. It's literally just like, I'm not exaggerating here. Like, it's, you see the gunk, you hold R, the gunk goes away, and then you proceed to the next area where there's more gunk, and guess what you have to do there? You hold R till the gunk's gone. And it's there's the story here with the little girl and her crewmate. She's a nice enough young lady. She's curious. I like the characters and do well enough. You eventually save the day, but who cares? Because you don't even know what planet. Like it's, this is game that I would give to like someone who doesn't game, but even then I would feel bad because you're really not doing much.
I'm not totally with you on that, but what I'll say is that the description of this game is far more interesting than I think the game is most of the time. Uncover the mystery, cleanse the gunk, save the planet.
That's literally what you do.
And right. Yeah, it's fine. I look at something like stay with me. I look at something like Super Lucky's Tale.
Yeah, buddy.
And I sort of kind of look at this game and the same thing. It's just like, I played Super Lucky's Tale and I played the gunk and I finished both of them. And I'm like, you know what? I was okay. Like I didn't hate my time with it. But then you talk to other people and they're just like, this is the worst video game I've ever played. And I'm just like, no, I just don't.
It's like you're talking to me.
I just don't ever follow that mentality because of what you said. It's like, I would give this to somebody who doesn't play a lot of games. And so for me, it's hard to disassociate those two things because I could give this to the girlfriend and I think she would genuinely really like it. And I can't say that about Super Lucky's Tale because I can look at Super Lucky's Tale and the art and like where you go and the story that unfolds in that game isn't that great. But the gunk has that going for it. It has character. The world has character.
Has character, for sure. I like
the character. The art has character. Like it's a very realized world. However,
for sure, good art.
It's not The Last of Us, you know? Like you're not going to get strong narrative. You're not going to get strong environmental storytelling. Like you're going to kind of go explore this place. You're going to learn a couple things and you're going to leave. And it's very accessible for that reason. Like, it's not The Outer Wilds, where The Outer Wilds is a game that is extremely inaccessible because you've got to find your translator, and then you've got to sort of, you get stuck in this time loop. Like, if I gave The Outer Wilds to somebody that doesn't play a lot of video games, they're going to be extremely frustrated with it, and they're going to hate it, and they're never going to want to play it. I give them the gunk, they're going to want to play it.
I would argue they would want to be bored. I mean, like, it's not, it never steps up in gameplay. Like you're doing the same thing in the first minute that you're doing in the last minute.
I don't agree for the simple fact of, like, you do as the game goes on, like, you get the diverging paths. Like, at first it's very linear. Like, it's like, go here, go here, go here. But then you get the, like, yes, you are still jumping and platforming, but then you get the stuff that makes you jump higher. And then you get the sections that you got to go left and right. And then you get the sections to where, hey, to access this, you've got to find like the magic eye, basically, and shoot the eye. Like, none of it is difficult, but it is, it's like gamer's first Zelda game. Like, it's very accessible. And I would argue that, like, Ocarina of Time doesn't have that much gameplay for the first four to six hours. Like, you're doing the same thing.
But
you get sucked into the world, you know, like, and I think people could get sucked into this world. Like, I'm not going to bat for, like, this isn't as good as Ocarina of Time. Right. Like, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, the gameplay, it reminds me of that, of just like, you're only doing two or three things. And whenever you get something new, like, it doesn't drastically change how you play it, but it's another layer that builds on it. Now, what I'll say is that by the end of the game, I don't think it builds towards anything. Like, you sort of just kind of finish the game and it's done. And that's it. Like, there's no last, you know, last hoorah for the game. Like, you just sort of do your discovery and the story ends and you go on about your way. Bueller.
At the answer to the door. My fault.
Good
last
job.
Thing you said.
I said, so, like, what I'll say is that the story just doesn't, I don't think it's a satisfying ending. Like, I don't think that the narrative or that the stuff that you discover is particularly great. And I don't think it's not strong in that regard. Like, there's nothing about this game. Again, I'm not going to bat for this game. I'm sort of just trying to play devil's advocate of, like, I think you could give somebody this game that doesn't play a lot of your games and they'd have a far better time with it than they would a lot of other games.
I get where you're coming from. You're saying it's not as bad as people are making it out to be, or that I'm making
it
out to be.
It's not out. It's just not made for them or you, I guess.
Right. Exactly. And which I will speak for myself and just say, like, building off what you said, nothing in this game is truly satisfying. If you, like, 80% of what you do in this game is literally holding R and sucking up gunk. And in any game, if the majority of the gameplay is a certain task, a certain thing that you do, that needs to be one of, if not the most fun thing that there is to do. You think of a game like any of the Spider-Man games. People get hyped for Spider-Man games not because of the crime missions you can do or the combat, the new combat, whatever. Like, they just want to swing, because that's what you're going to be doing most of the game, just swinging. Like, the gunk, most of the time you're sucking up, you're holding R and moving the right control stick in all the directions till the gunk's gone. And that in itself is just not fun. It's not satisfying. There's no game to it. And that's what really just unnerved me the entire time, because I just felt like at some point in the game, like, okay, I'm done doing this, right? Or rather, this isn't, I'm not going to walk into an area and this is the thing to do again, right? But by the end of the game, there's a long stretch there where you're simply cleaning up gunk. And it's like, I'm over this. I mean, and like, there's an upgrade system that would have been meet, because you're on a new planet and you are planet travelers or whatever, you're space travelers, or whatever. So you have all this cool equipment. And one of the cool gadgets that I forgot the character's name, but one of the cool equipment that she has is this little scanner. So you can scan all the vegetation, the wildlife, it's not wildlife there, but you can scan a bunch of wildlife, plants, whatever, or even some of the older civilization stuff that was left behind, and you get research points. Those research points goes towards upgrades. One of the upgrades is the ability to sprint. This girl gets new shoes, now she can run a little faster. This is how just unsatisfying the game is. And that's what gets me the most. Like, I didn't walk away thinking this is the worst game ever made. Because like I said, the music, like the music's there in the background is actually pretty good.
Yeah, music actually is probably if you're someone that has, like, you know, video game music as like background noise, you should add this to your.
This is good background noise music. Video game music. They nailed that. And even the overall aesthetic, you can see where there's so much kind of passion put into making this game come alive. Like even just the way she moves is. Like, someone thought about that. Someone put the work into it to make it look fun. But what you're doing is never fun. it's just because for the majority of the time, you're cleaning up this gunk. And when you're not cleaning up the gunk and you're shooting at these enemies, that's few and far between. Even that doesn't take another step at any point in time. The very first enemies you find are enemies that you suck up and you shoot out. You hold R and you press R again. By the end of the game, that's all you're still doing. Like even with all the research points in the upgrades, not that there's a ton of upgrades, but even with all that kind of those systems in place, by the end of it, you don't even get like a super power glove. Like, it's so just, in the word for me, is unsatisfying.
That's what Mattel needed, was the super power glove. That's why the power glove failed. This is like, I'm struggling because I agree with everything you're saying, but there's something about the gunk that is speaking to me in that. I guess I'm trying to play devil's advocate maybe a little bit too much. Again, stay with me. I look at something like Dynasty Warriors, and like those games
Don't you dare disrespect that. It better be the next things out of your mouth better be top 10 games of all time. Dynasty Warriors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no, 8.
Dynasty Warriors 4. Is where it's at. Dynasty Warriors 4 had legitimately, like, that was one of the best games I've ever played. But, like, it's monotonous, right? Like, it's satisfying. And I look at something in, like, the simulation genres, like Lawn Mowing Simulator, which I have downloaded twice now and still haven't played.
I've played it.
I play stuff like PC Building Simulator, and people love those games, and they're monotonous, right? And so I kind of look at the gunk as like a monotonous adventure platformer. Like, it's an accessible, like, again, there's, when I'm sucking up the gunk, it sort of starts hitting me in that way of just like doing the thing like, man, like, I really just want to get all this up. Like, because it's hitting that part of my brain of like, I really want to get all this up and I want it to be clean and I want it to look right. And it's the same sort of thing that I get when I play like a PC building simulator or like something like a lawn mowing simulator or like a Dynasty Warriors. It's like, I really don't have to run over and hit all these things and kill all these guys. I'm going to, because it's satisfying in my brain in a dumb way. I've done this 100,000 times, and I'm going to do it one more. And I sort of start getting that when I'm playing the gunk. And I really want to do an experiment now where I place someone who doesn't play a lot of video games and just sit them down in front of this game and just be like, I just want, like, can I just like watch you play this? Cause I'm curious how you feel at the end of it.
That's part of,
part of Game Pass is appeal.
That's part of my thought process as well, because I had a lady friend who was watching me play the gunk, and she's watched me play 100 games already, and there are some games where I'm playing them and I'm into it. Like I was playing the latest
Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah, that thing. Love those games. Love those games. He's watching it like, this looks complicated and dull. I'm like, you're not entirely wrong. Right. But I love these games. But there are other games where she's watching me play Ori and the Blind Forest. Like, this looks fun. I'm like, do you want to play? She's like, no, because I can't. I'm not gonna be able to do it. But like, you keep doing that. The gunk is one of the ones she's just watching. She's kind of like, this. Is this all you do?
Right. But what if you gave her the controller and she finished the game and then she was just like, you know what? I want to play something else now. The mechanics of the game don't have to be like. I guess what I'm saying is that I think that her not holding the controller is the key here. How are we talking this much about the gunk? What is happening right now?
It could be. No, you're right. It could be. However, at the same time, there's something to be said about just over the shoulder, like, can I play that? Like, I shouldn't have to say, no. Play it. Then you get it. It's like, if you're not interested, you're not interested. That's fine. And I think it's something to be said about that. The gunk is not, to clarify, because you don't want to play too much Devil's Advocate. I generally don't want to play up a hatred for this game. I think this game looks very good. I love the aesthetic. I love the world. They created an environment that's good to look at, and also some music there to match it that is just fun to listen to. I just wish that for a game that is 80% game mechanics suck up the gunk, that there was more to sucking up the gunk.
It just doesn't feel right. I don't want to keep saying like, well, what about this game? What about this? Cause it's like, there's like, I look at something like Slime Rancher or Pokemon. Like, Pokemon is the most bare bones RPG ever made. That's probably not true, but like
hyperbole, but I see what you're saying.
There is a lore to Pokemon. Like, there is a deep lore to Pokemon and Pokemon training that 98% of players doesn't even know exists. The core of Pokemon is I press the button. Like, Pokemon has, they don't even to this day, they still don't animate Pokemon moves fully. Like,
to be fair, I don't know the number of them, but even a number of Pokemon gamers realize that these latest releases are not good.
No, I fully agree. Like, no, the Pokemon community is fully been like, yo, that sucks. Like, these games still look like trash. But what I'm saying is, like, the core of that game is extremely basic. And so I get a vibe from stuff like the gunk of just like, it is the basic of a Psychonauts 2, of a Ratchet and Clank, of I don't think I could sit people down that have not played adventure platformer games like Psychonauts 2 and Ratchet and Clank, and I don't know if they would click with it the same way, because they just don't have that base there. Like, I feel like now, like, maybe because I've had this conversation recently of just like, how do you get people into games nowadays? because it's hard, man. Like, I can't give someone that has never played video games, hasn't played a lot of video games, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Like, I can't do that to them. Like, that's why it's on Game Pass, because there's nothing here. There's literally nothing about the gunk that stands out. I'm like, I just don't agree with that sediment. Sediment's very different.
since we're bringing up all the other games,
right?
I would say to answer your question, I would not to answer your question, but rather to a game that comes to mind is Ori and the Blind Forest, where it's like by the end of those games, like it becomes a game, like for sure, but up to that point, anyone can play it. Anyone can enjoy it. I mean, like,
I just don't know if I agree with that. Those games ask a lot.
Up to the point, like the first hour or so is like you're jumping and gliding. It's good times. But I guess for me, that's kind of what the gunk needed. It needed one more gear, just another gear. And it didn't, okay. It doesn't have to be Super Mario Odyssey level platforming or what have you. Just one more gear of, all right, here's one for the gamers. Like, cause clearly the rest of it is for the gamer's friend who's like, I'm kind of interested in that. So it's like, It just needed the one more gear for me to acknowledge it as a full fledged, just overall fun to play video game. Because again, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but you're doing the same action literally for the majority of the game, and it's not the most fun action in the game.
No,
and
I think
that's the biggest problem.
That's totally fair, and my only pushback to that would be is like, it's not long. Like, if this was a 10-hour game, I would say no freaking way. But it's very smart in that it's a 3 to 4 hour game. It's not long, and it introduces you to all the same mechanics, you know, the basic mechanics of like a Ratchet and Clank or like a Psychonauts, of just like, you're gonna start, you're gonna get your basics, you're gonna get your upgrades, and you're going to slowly unlock more things, and then you're done. You know, like that's essentially, like, to water it down, like that's the throughput of action adventure platformers. Like, that's it. And this is a very condensed, simplistic version of that. I think it's realized in a strong way. And I totally agree. Like, I could agree that it probably is almost, by the end, it's almost treating you like an idiot. Like, maybe there should be an end boss fight or something like that. You know, it's tough to say. I mean, because there is kind of an end boss fight, but it's not Metroid Prime or anything.
Right.
But like, yeah. So like, I don't know. I'm struggling because, like I said, like, I just don't think it's the most it's the biggest example of just like a game where I'm just like, man, like, I feel like there's something here and it's just not for me, but it's for everyone else. It's for people that just don't like, they don't want to play Dark Souls, you know, like they don't like, they're just like, I don't know what any of this stuff is. And it's like, here's this cool little action platformer, and like, I can give it to anybody and they can have a good time with it.
I mean, I just never really subscribed to the, and this is not to disagree with anything of what you said either. I just never subscribed to the theory or the thought process of like, we have like, when designing a video game with new gamers in mind, that it needs to, for some reason, it needs to have less, you know, or not be as in depth. Because when I think about it, and I think about your question, because I mean, again, we're talking bigger than a gunk at this point, but when I think about your question of how do you get new people or non-gamers into games, I mean, every gamer started somewhere, and I would argue we all didn't go looking for the easiest thing to play. Some of us probably started with some of the harder games, or you look at something like the first Super Mario Brothers, like, that game's very easy. You can beat it in 35 minutes. But if it's your first time playing it, your first time as a gamer, especially back in that time, you'll have the enjoyment of playing that game for weeks. So it's like, I don't think you need to dumb it down. Now, I'm not saying that the gunk is dumbed down either. Like, because again, like, there's a lot here that is high level design process. Like this is a very good looking, good moving, good feeling game. It's just when it came to the gameplay, I think it's, as you said, their main design philosophy was, we're not making this for gamers, or something along those lines. And I don't think you need to go that far to get a non-gamer involved.
I'll push back on that just by saying, like, I think the Mario example is, it's not wrong, but I do think there is a huge gap between the ability and to be cognizant and sort of naturally pick up games when they're on a 2D plane and a 3D plane.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's better examples out there, but I agree.
But no, I mean, like, but what you're saying isn't wrong. Like, I would say, like, the gunk is more of a 3D version of that, of just, like, it's just very easy to pick up and play, because, like, and there's, like, there's not harsh penalties for dying and stuff like that. It's, I don't know. We've talked it to death, and we're not even really talking about the gunk anymore. We kind of are, because, like, I've sort of decided after this conversation, I'm actually going to reach out to the developer and be like, listen to this if you can, or can we, like, talk to you? Because I'm just curious about why you made this game. Because it'd be hilarious if, like, yeah, we didn't think about any of that. Like, you people are thinking way too, like, we just thought it was a fun little game. And so, with all that in mind, though, Game Pass or pass is this the is question
a,
of this
is
show.
A hard one. This is a hard right. one because again, I do not. I played it up in the beginning, but I truly do not hate this game. It's not offensive in any way. It's just, even through the lens of a non-gamer, I just feel like there's not enough engaging
gameplay. I'm right there with you, and the part that sticks out to me for a positive about this game is the length. Like,
right.
Like, the length of the game really...
For 2 hours?
I mean, you could probably beat it in 2 hours, three? If you tried, but, I mean, I would say the average is probably 3 to 4 hours. Like, if it was any longer, you know, like, I look at something like The Artful Escape. Like, The Artful Escape was only 3 to 4 hours, and I still thought that was too long, kind of thing. Like, I think it gets its point across, and I think that the way that it dolges out its abilities and its upgrades and stuff, I think it works for it.
I like the way it does that. I agree. Like,
I think it works in the context of how long the game is. If the game was literally 5 hours longer, I would be much more pressed to be like, no, you probably shouldn't play this. But, like, I think for a 3 to 4 hour thing, like, I'm leaning towards play it. But at the same time, everything you said about, and what I've said, is like, if you play Dark Souls, like, and you enjoy them, you're going to pick up the gunk and you're be like, what? No, no. But I don't think it's fair to sort of drop it into that, you know, well, you should play it if this kind of, you know, thing. But I struggle to say that you shouldn't play this game for the simple fact of, I think it does far more right than it does wrong. And the biggest thing is that length, because I think even if you pick up the game and you start playing it, you're like, yeah, this is simplistic and basic. I've played a ton of games, and, like, this is fine. Maybe it's not for me, but, like, you're probably almost done with it by then. By the time you get to that realization, it's like, yeah, maybe I will see it through, kind of thing. I really wish it had a much stronger narrative, because then I would be far more pushed. Like, I'm really indifferent on this one. Yeah, like I can go either way. Like I can say not play it because of its issues, but I could say play it for its lack of issues.
I was going to say that exact same thing. One of the big points for me is if it had a strong narrative, if these characters, like if you really kind of really learn a lot about these characters and like the world and like the world outside the world, like if that was the case, I would lean more to play it. But at the same time, it's here's where I'm going to settle on and why I'm going to say play it, because like you said, it does far more right than wrong, and its wrongs are not bad enough for you to just turn a complete blind eye to it. With no qualifications,
right.
I would say have at it. It's fine.
See, but like that's, ooh. All right, for whatever reason, the game Gato Roboto, we passed on that game. And
here's the other thing too. Like after our last year's, and last year was a weak year in gaming in general, but we passed on a lot of stuff last year. And I'm not saying I regret it, but at the same time, like, if the game is not offensively awful, or rather, if the fineness comes in the form of more fun than not, which I think the Gunk does, I think it's worth a playthrough, especially with the qualifier of the time, 3 to 4 hours, you're in and you're out.
Yeah, I think. In the spirit of Game Pass and time, like that, you know, that's a big thing. We talk about time. I think looking back, like, I think Gato Roboto, we should have passed it. Like, because we both sort of enjoyed that game for what it was. And it was like a 2 to 3 hour game, but we're just like, it's fine at best. Maybe I'm really not worth talking about now. That was like a year or two, you know, 2 years ago. But I for whatever reason, that one sticks with me sometimes. That and Halo Infinite. Like, because I know somebody listened to that Halo Infinite episode, and that we were like, nah, don't play it.
It's garbage. I don't care. I still care. People are wrong.
I don't know.
If you
like,
paid, if you're not on Game Pass, you paid for Halo Infinite, you're dumb. You're a big old dumb.
So
like, feel free to text, email.
Oh, wait, hang on. I'm sorry. Not Halo Infinite. I agree. Halo Infinite sucks. Halo Reach.
Yeah. I agree. Okay.
No, yeah, we passed on Halo Reach, okay. And so that sticks with me, and so does Gato Roboto, and I don't know why. Like those two, I'm just like, I feel like we need to play them again, and that's never gonna happen. But maybe it's just, you know, hindsight's 20/20 on those. Anyways, my point is I'm with you. Play it. I think when it comes to time, and play Gato Roboto. It's gone now, but that's a good game. I think we screwed up. You should play that one. But and Halo's just for the simple fact that I thought Halo was better. Like I thought those games being better, and Halo Reach is actually it's pretty all right. So the Gunk, when it comes to the Gunk, play it, give it a shot. It's fun. It's not God of War. It's not Gears of War. It's not Horizon. It's not trying to be those, but it's a nice little 3 to 4 hour experience that I think is fun and worth a little playthrough. So there you have it. At the end of the last episode, I talked about how there's going to be some other episodes that even Basher doesn't know about. I'm not going to reveal what those are.
I'm made privy to this now.
We're going to be adding some bonus episodes with a friend of the show, Chris.
There are two
series.
I do not remember being in a room when this was discussed. You know how I feel about Christopher?
This when I tell you what Christopher and I will be playing, you're going to be like, one of them, you're gonna be like, okay, that's fine. And the other one, you'll be like, well, why? There are two RPG series that we're going to be tackling for the simple fact that, Chris and I disagree on these games.
I know which one it is. I know one. I
guess immensely. And they're all on Game Pass.
I know.
We're going to be playing the Mass Effect trilogy.
I know both of them then.
And we're going to be playing the Final Fantasy 13 trilogy. And because they're on Game Pass, they will be episodes of Game Pass or Pass.
I'm so glad you left me out of that 13. I'm so glad. I can play through Mass Effect 1 and 2 easy.
We have not started Mass Effect. We have finished Final Fantasy 13. I knew you would want nothing to do with that, but I'm actually revealing this episode because we are starting Mass Effect ASAP. But so throughout 2022, there will be bonus episodes. We're going to get through both series by the end of the year, but they are technically bonus episodes for the simple fact of they are older games. And honestly, the Final Fantasy 13 thing is more going to be just debates, because he is a advocate of that game and I am a hater of that game. And I have never played 13, 2 or 3, but I will be playing them for the simple fact of these debates. Mass Effect is going to be more of like a retrospective, because those are remakes, they're not new games. So if you're more than welcome, obviously, to join us. But we'll be starting the Mass Effect Legendary Edition here soon. So, but we have both now finished Final Fantasy 13. So we're going to be recording that sometime in February here. Expect a very long, very stupid discussion about Final Fantasy 13. I know there's a couple people that listen to this show that I've known for a very long time. And if you remember on For the Love of Gaming podcast, Final Fantasy 13 was the game that had always come up and debates would start for no freaking reason. We're doing it. We're doing an episode on Final Fantasy 13. We're getting it all out and then we're going to play the sequels. So I finished Final Fantasy 13 today. That's something I never thought I would do. I finished that game. So.
I mean, to be honest with you, they do get better.
That's what I hear, but
they do get better. They don't get good, but they get better.
Why is it that like everyone hates these games, but everyone's played them? What happened?
Because it's Final Fantasy. You play every Final Fantasy. It doesn't matter.
You're not wrong.
You just play Final Fantasy. That's weird. All you. That's just.
But
just, you know, got a choice in the matter.
In terms of this show, that again, that will be bonus content for the simple fact of, like I said, it's gonna be more of a debate than anything. But when it comes to this show, we're gonna be talking about Death's Door, and then we're also gonna be talking about Nobody Saves the World. Those are two games that we're gonna be playing. So we got those on the docket. But in terms of other stuff, is there anything else that we want to be playing soon?
Did you mention possible Nobody Saves the World?
Definitely just said that.
That's the first thing you said, because I missed it.
Clearly you did. So,
NFL Reddit is popping right now. All right. So it's just
far more important. So that's all we really have on the docket at the moment, those two games. So, I'm sure there'll be other stuff coming out and all that fun stuff, but February is actually a big, like, I'm going to be playing a lot of stuff in February, but February is not, it's a strong month for Sony, you know, and Dying Light 2 is coming out and Horizon's coming out and Gran Turismo. So when it comes to this show, we'll see, but, expect episodes on Nobody Saves the World and Death's Door very soon. So we'll see you with one of those next time.
Good day, sirs.